This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A striking acquisition today in the real estate business. American Realty is buying Cole Real Estate for $11 billion. They're in what's called net lease business, where tenants lease for a long time, pay the upkeep and taxes, and investors can get returns that are quite like high-yield bonds. And with a deal like this making news, how is the commercial real estate market doing in late 2013? Let's turn to Gus Fauché, senior economist at the PNC Financial Services Group. Morning, Gus.
Good morning.
So the middle of the year brought us higher interest rates, moderating now a bit with talk that the Fed will keep its stimulus going longer. How's commercial real estate doing?
Commercial real estate has seen a slow recovery. Vacancy rates remain elevated, although they're slowly coming down. Property values have been improving since we've seen the recovery in the U.S. economy, but there's still a lot of empty office space out there, and it's taking some time to work its way off.
Now, one of the guys who won the Nobel Prize for Economics the other day, Dr. Schiller, is worried again about residential property market bubbles in some cities. Do you see that?
I don't. If we look at affordability, it's still pretty good. You know, its properties are a little bit less affordable than they were a few years ago, as we've seen increases in interest rates and gains in prices. But prices nationally are still down by about a quarter from their peak. We are seeing job and income growth, and that's supporting house price growth. And we are seeing house price growth slow, so it's a little bit more sustainable over the longer run.
All right. Gus Fauché, PNC Financial Services Group, thank you very much.
Thank you.